And we're holding on today, Ninochas Daf Samachet, right at the Halak Mishnah, Mishikarava Omer. So we've discussed the dinim of the Hakravata Omer. What is actually the effect of the Omer? At what point precisely does Chadash become Mutter? And what happens if there is no Omer? What happens in the crazy circumstance in which there would be no Beit HaMikdash? Inconceivable, but nonetheless, we need to deal with it. So, Mishikarava Omer, the moment that the Omer is brought, and you know about it, Hutara Chadash Miyad. At that moment, it's Ad Aviyachem et Korban Elohichem, which means that at the moment that you bring Korban Elohichem, it's now the Chadash becomes yours. So, even, apparently, if the korbanos that were mentioned, the Ola, that's brought together with the Omer, doesn't say that that is ma'akev at all. So the pashtus is, mutara chadash, miyat, without any further ado. You don't need to worry about even the Ola. Now, what about if you don't know? You live far away and your telephone is out of order. Or maybe you've got a kosher phone, you wouldn't want to find out about such obviously dangerous things as being able to do something new, since HaChadash Asur Ben HaTera, so that was banned from all of the kosher phones. So when can you actually eat Chadash? HaRechokim mutarim mechatzot hayom v'lehalam. After Chatzot, you could be certain that that Omer is brought, you can rely on that. Now how about Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash? So after the Churban, Hitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyom hanef kulo asla. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that instead of eating chadash at the beginning of the 16th, that you would have to wait until the end of the day of the hanef. We call it the day of the tenufa of the omer, and you'd have to wait until after the end of the day. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? He was mitakein. He wasn't mitakein. That's the din. Halomena Torah wasur. If the Omer isn't brought, so then it says, Be'etzem hayom, ad etzem hayom hazeh, which means that you have to remember, of course, ad etzem is not all that clear, because ad sometimes could mean ad veload bichlal, and sometimes could mean ad ve'ad bichlal. So do we mean until and including? Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds ad etzem hayom hazeh means until and including this very day. So you'd have to wait until the end of the day unless, so in other words, what you've got is two different times. We're going to have to analyze the pasuk. On the one hand, it says v'lechem, v'koli, v'charmel, lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. But then it says, continues right on, ad aviyachem et omer hatruf, et korban elokichem. So which one is it? So there's two different times that are given here. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ad Aviyachem et Omer HaTinufa is one option, but the other option is, if you don't have the option to bring the Omer, so then it's Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad Ve'ad Bichlal, so that would mean that you'd have to wait until the end of the day itself, which is the daylight time. So I don't understand, says Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai needed to be mitaken. The arisa is that you have to wait till the end of the day. Now, why did we say, going back to the opening of the Mishnah, we said, Arachokin, Butarim Mechatzot Hayom Ve'ela. This is when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and you can nonetheless assume that the Omer was brought by the time Chatzot rolls around. Why is that? I mean, you have a Cheskas Isser, and you don't know that the Omer was brought. This is also a chazaka, that the Kohanim are Zrizim, and that everyone in the Mokom HaMikdash, it's a Mokom of Zrizim, as we've learned so many times. And therefore, the mitzvah will definitely have been Mikuyam. I mean, I understand there are limits, because we need to first bring the Korban of the Olas HaBoker. Okay, but whatever it is we need to do, we're definitely going to be finished everything by the time Chatzos, and therefore you can rely on that as if it's known. Now, the question is, what is actually the halacha in terms of understanding the pasuk. Now, Rav and Shmuel, they tainet Amri Tarvayu, that if the Beit HaMikdash is Kayam, so then the Omer, the Akuvas Omer, as it says, Ad Aviyachem es Korban Eloyachem, that's what's Matir. Bezman she'ein Beit HaMikdash Kayam, what's the Halacha Midiraisa? If the Beit HaMikdash is not there and you can't bring the Omer, then the first light, after you have the Ahir Mizrach, at that point, it would be mutter. So as long, once you've got already the Netzach Hamah, for sure, at that point, you don't have to worry, because Etzem Ayom HaZeh means the beginning of the day. So this is a whole new approach that we didn't, it's not clear how it ties into the Machlokas and the Mishnah. Obviously, it's not what Rabbi Yehuda holds. What might be the din alibid of Rabbi Yochanan? So let's take a look. First of all, the simple understanding of where do they get this from? My time. Well, basically, there's two separate psukim. It isn't really two separate psukim. It's all one pasuk. But the point is that it says in the same pasuk, on the one hand, Ad aviyachem korban eloyachem, but it also says, the lechem v'kol v'charma lo tochlu ad etzem ayom hazeh. So the Etzem Ayom HaZeh is a contradiction. Is it the Omer or is it the Etzem? Now, remember that they obviously are reading, if they say that it's the morning that's Matir, they understand Ad to mean Ad v'lo Ad b'chla. They're taking for granted. So the contradiction, according to them, is not the same contradiction as it is according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ad Etzem Ayom HaZeh is the nighttime. And it's contrasted with the other time given in the pasuk, which is Ad Aviyachem. According to Rav and Shmuel, and obviously they have Tanayim here that they hold agree with them, the Ad means Ad V'lo Ad B'chla, and therefore Ad Etzem would mean till the beginning of the day, till the day arrives. So anyway, how did they understand it? Well, they understand the contradiction the same way the Rebbe had understood it, in the sense of one part of the pasuk is talking about where you have the option of bringing the Omer, and one part of the pasuk, which is Etzem Ayom HaZeh, is talking about where you don't have the option of bringing the Omer. So, Ketzad, where it says Ad Aviyachem, that's talking about Bezman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. When it says Ad Etzem Ayom HaZeh, it's talking about Kan Bezman She'en Beit HaMikdash Kayam. So we have two very different approaches. One, which certainly strikes you as being the more logical approach, is that normally, if you cannot do something to be matir it, then you're going to have to wait till the end of the day. If you're able to do a maisa of akrov ha'emer, which is matir chadash, then your maisa comes first. The other way of learning it, Rav and Shmuel, is very strange. If you don't have any options to do anything, then it's not even usher during that day. If you're able to do something, then we make it usher until you do it. Well, that's a little clumsy, but that's the way they understand the pasuk. So now, this was Rav and Shmuel. What about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold, there are no two different times. Even Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, the truth is that Heir Mizrach is Matir. And there's no two different times. It's always the case that the moment that you have the day, you arrive at that day, it is Matir, your Achil of Chodesh. But how is that possible? Doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Lo Tochlu Ad Aviyachem? So how do they understand the Ad Aviyachem? No, they understand Ad Aviyachem. That's the question of how the mitzvah is meant to be done, min hamufcha, you shouldn't eat Ad Aviyachem. So you should wait. But lamaisa, in terms of the heter, it doesn't make sense to say that something becomes osur because you can bring a carbon. Therefore, the meaning of the pasuk must be, really, it's mutter, and there's no lotas anymore. And that's only Ad Etzem Ayom HaZeh. Then when it adds Ad Aviyachem, as Korban Elohim, that's telling me you really ought to wait. So there's a mitzvah chiyuvit, mina mufchar, you really ought to wait, Ad Aviyachem. if it makes sense to give the Mizbeach first and then to eat yourself. But in terms of the Heter of Chodesh, how would it make sense that there should be two completely different Zmanim to be Matir Chodesh? Wow. Okay. So now let's just review what we know so far, because we don't really understand precisely where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stands on all of these issues. So on the one hand, we have the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they hold there's only one Zman. There's a mitzvah to wait until the Mizbeach is fed, but l'maisa, the Isser Chodesh dissolves on its own in the morning of the 16th of Nisan. On the other hand, Rav and Shmuel say, no, there's two different times. If there's no Omer available, then we agree with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Heir Mizrach, the moment the 16th comes, there's no longer an Isser of Chodesh. However, in the event that you're able to bring a Korban HaOmer, then you have to bring the Omer to be Matir the Chodesh. So therefore, according to Rav and Shmuel, there's a Lotaseh, and it's Mamash and Isser D'Oraisa to eat Chodesh, even though today is the 16th. You haven't brought the Omer yet. That's an Isser D'Oraisa. Now, we know that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said Beferish that Midiraisa, neither of those approaches are correct. And that actually, you would have to wait till the end of the day. That's for sure. Heir Mizrach is never Matir. So the only two options are the end of the day, because Ad means Advad Bichlal, or Haviachemes Omer, the Korban Elohecha. Those are the two options, but not the difference between Heir Mizrach and the din of the Hakravas HaOmer. So now the question is, how do we understand our Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in context of all of this? That's what I'd like to understand, because I don't see how this could fit in to the Mishnah at all. It says in the Mishnah, and this is basically the next part of the Mishnah that we're going to get to very soon, it says, HaOmer Hayamatir Bamedina. So if you are not Hegdish, and you're just a regular guy, and you want to eat Chodesh, that's fine. After the Omer, you can eat Chodesh. But if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you are the Mizbeach, and you want to eat from the Chodesh, which would be the Mincha that's brought, your normal Menachos, which were brought from the Chitim Chadoshim, you're going to have to wait for the Shtei HaLechem. And that Shtei HaLechem, that is considered to be your Bikurim, your first Korbanos. And therefore, you're going to have to wait until the Shtei HaLechem. So that means that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it says the Omer was Matir Bamedina. I mean, it's obviously talking about the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, because it says in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for the Shtei HaLechem. So isn't that clearly saying that the only thing that's Matir Bamedina is the Omer, and that there's an Isser of Achilas Chodesh until your Makriv the Omer, but there's no din that it's Mutter in the morning? So again, I don't understand how it could be that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish insist that Afilu Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, that it's Mutter to eat Chodesh in the morning. The Mishnah says Beferish, Omer, you must bring the Omer, and that's what's Matir Chodesh outside in the Beit HaMikdash. So how are Rav and Shmuel going to read that? Well, we know they read that the same way they read the Pasuk. They understood that the Ad Aviyachem is a mitzvah. So basically, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, that's the din in terms of the Chodesh. The Chodesh is only Aser Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, which they interpret to mean Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal, so till the morning. What about if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you have an ability to bring the Omer? Then you should wait. Ad Aviyachem is Lechem Elokim. Feed the Mizbeach first. Give the Lechem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, in the movie 2001, you know how they defeated Hal, right? So they gradually pulled out those gigantic memory boxes. Each of one probably had 1 megabyte, but was the size of your whole computer. But anyway, They pulled them out slowly, and Hal started getting very slow. Well, that's sort of what happens every time one of those pictures disappears from the screen. So, if you guys don't want to pull out all of the energy packets, and you're willing to sit here and listen to this stuff Yomi for the next 3 hours, you can stay off your screen and Hal will speak. But if you'd like to get out of here today, then I'd advise you to show up and inject some energy. There we go. Now,
because it's an odyssey. Three hours already, I think we should open up.
Not at 10th speed, let me tell you. Okay, so how do we explain that? Explain it the same way. It's La Mitzvah. Well, what about our mission? How do you understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash. So after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it says, Hidkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, what do you mean, Hidkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Apparently, he made a takana that if you don't have a Beit HaMikdash, then you're going to have to wait the whole day. Now, what does that say? It says that it's a takana. But mi'ikra din, what's the halacha? L'chora, it means that the halacha ought to be that it was mutter in the morning, but he made it also. So how would we understand that? Well, if that's the case, my time, huh? Because Rabbi Yochanan figures like this. Look, tomorrow they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, nobody is going to remember because, incredibly, they only remember their recent history of the past 1,000 years or so. So nobody is going to remember that when the Beit HaMikdash was around, that you waited until the Omer was brought. They would all say to themselves, well, the past 1,000 years, when did we eat Chadash? We ate it in the morning, first thing in the morning on the 16th. But they don't realize that now that they have a Beit HaMikdash, and we pointed out that this is very clumsy, that it should be mutter if you don't have an Omer, but if you do have an Omer, then it becomes Osir, and then you need it. Okay, but this is apparently what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Since they'll get confused, and they'll think that they can eat right away in the morning, and they can't, because this year we do have a Beit HaMikdash, then we better make it a habit. Don't eat Chadash until the end of the day. That way, when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, they're not going to make that mistake of thinking that the morning is Matir Chadash. Okay? So, Behera, Yibane Beit HaMikdash, everyone will say, well, Eshtakad last year, Milo Achalno Behera Mizrach, was good enough to wait till the morning. So what's this new chumrah, these new guys over here, that they think just because Mashiach came, now we got to listen to all of their frumkeit? Are you crazy? That's the din. You're allowed to eat it from the morning. And they don't realize, velo yadi deshtakad lo havi omer. The year before, they didn't have a Beit HaMikdash. And because of that, they couldn't bring the omer. And that's why it was mutter in the morning. Mashen came this year, so then heir mizrach matir. But this year, Hashtadika Omer, the Omer should be Matir. And therefore, we have to wait. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made it a Gezerah that you can't eat on the 16th. But actually, you'd be allowed to eat at the 16th. Now, I don't understand Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in this context. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what's the big deal? So people will eat from the morning. What did they do wrong? Remember, the way that the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish understood the pasuk, it's fine. There is no Yisr Chadash once the morning comes around. The only reason we're waiting to bring the Omer is because that's the mitzvah min hamufchar. So you're telling me Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana for thousands of years, you understand? Because what if people make a mistake and what? What's going to happen? They're not going to do any Yisr because the din of the Chodesh is that it's mutter. So because they're not going to do a mitzvah min amuvkar, so Rabbi Yochanan will make exer, that's ridiculous. Shemishum mitzvah leikum v'ligzor, that doesn't make any sense. So this seems to prove from Rabbi Yochanan, the very idea of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's approach is wrong, because it's clear that it would be a real Isser. Otherwise he wouldn't have made a takana, would he? Omrim Nachu Bar Yitzchak, That's not the way to understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. I mean, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish didn't understand it that way. So I'll tell you how they understood. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees that the din midiraisa is that you have to wait till the end of the day. That's why he made the takana, because you're going to be over on the Isra of Achilas Chodash, which, of course, is weird. I mean, that wasn't that the whole point in the Mishnah that they were arguing about whether it's Minat Torah? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a takana, it's actually a diraisa. Okay, we'll see how he fits that into the Mishnah. But anyway, Tanya's Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Minat Torah, he holds that it's Usr. And that he learns from the Pasuk, that Ad means Ad v'Ad b'chlal. So Ad etzem ayom azim, that means the whole day it's Usr. Ad itzumo shel yom, v'kasover Ad v'Ad b'chlal. So it means the whole day, the bright light in the day, until that whole period is over. Ad v'Ad b'chlal. Which means that if you don't have an Omer to bring, then you have an actual Isser Achila of Chodesh, Alota Sediraita. Because of that, he felt that you need to Aser Midrabanan so that people won't come to do such a terrible Isser. And okay, there's no Dirabanan now, the way that, if that we're explaining it now, the way Reb Nachman is explaining it, what Dirabanan? If there's no Omer, it's actually Diraisa. So forget about the Takana. There is no Takana. I mean, it does say Rabbi Yochanan made a Takana, but we'll deal with that problem in a moment. So since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's din was not a Drabanan, so it's fine. Then Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they're talking about something else. He was talking about the din Bichlal of what is the Halacha Diraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were talking about if you hold that it's Be'etzem Mutter from the morning, so then what would be the reason to understand the Pasuk of saying to wait Ad Havia Achem? Excuse me, what are you talking about, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. You know how to read a Mishnah, for heaven's sakes. The Mishnah says, can we reread the Mishnah together, please? Well, Miflat Poligal, he's obviously arguing on him. Read the Mishnah with me. It's not. Mi shecharav beit hamikdash, hitkin. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takona. Takona means a drabona. That the whole 16 should be aser. And Rabbi Yehuda clearly understood him to be saying that that's only a drabona. Because Rabbi Yehuda's immediate response was, what takana? What are you talking about? Halomina Torah u'aser. So I don't understand how you could say, really, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda is shouting at him and saying, no, it's not, it doesn't make sense. V'halomina Torah u'aser, d'chtiv ha'etzem ayom hazeh. How do you read the Mishnah? No. Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's how I read the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan never meant to say, I'm making a takana. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, you have to be sure to wait till the end of the day because of a diraita. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan, when it said that Rabbi Yochanan was mitakein, that it was really only a drabanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Man, listen, Naftali, I am so glad that you did all of those extra games yesterday, because you've got enough energy here apparently to keep me going almost all on your own. I mean, this is amazing. It certainly is Menachem, not Menachem L, that's giving all that energy. I mean, he may be up, but, you know, you can't say he's winning tennis games left and right. I mean, he's got his eyes closed. It's not the same thing. So, and listen, Handy's always scared of the Bears, so he can't really do very much. You can't blame him. So I'm really relying on those tennis games. Keep it up, man.
But don't make a racket.
That's the only thing that keeps Barnea up. Got to give him opportunities. An odyssey of rackets. So, Rabbi Yehuda was making a mistake. Valohi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't mean it's a drabbona. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying it's a diraisa. But he says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mitakein. What do you mean mitakein? He wasn't mitakein anything. Well, it means Hitkin, it means that he was mitakein the world by teaching everyone what the halacha was. Not that it made it through abundant takana. When it says hitkin, it means an educational effort to be metakein the world. Now that's a whole different idea. Actually gives you ideas, no? Maybe such a thing is possible. Anyway, so he was darash vihitkin. So he was derish, the pasuk, explain to people, make sure that you're not nichshal and an isur d'oraisa by waiting until the end of the day since we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. That's what he meant, but he agreed that it was a d'oraisa. So now, turns out that we've got a lot of different ways of looking at this. Let's take a look at how this was done lahalacha, because it has a very interesting application. If you're talking about a d'oraisa, so then you'd have an issue of sveika d'yuma in chutz la'aretz. So assuming that the iser chadash is an iser even in chutz la'aretz, which is itself a machlokas, but let's assume that we're going here according to that shita, and it would mean that mid'oraisa, you have a suffix about what the day is, right? Is today, I don't know that Beis Din actually made Rosh Chodesh when I thought they did. So the same way I have to keep an extra day of Pesach, I have to keep an extra day of Yisr Chodesh, because maybe today is not the 16th. Maybe today is actually only the 15th, which is the reason that I am keeping it as a Yontev. I mean, it shouldn't be a Yontev, but I'm not sure about whether Beis Din had actually added another day to the previous month. So, because of that, I'm mocking. So let's see how the Sveika de Yuma affected people who lived in Bavel. And based on that, we ought to be able to see whether they held that there was a D'oraisa suffix here, or whether it was in fact only D'rabbanan. And that would give us an insight into what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying. Was he saying it's a D'oraisa and hitkin means he was darash v'hitkin? Or was he saying it's a D'rabbanan and it meant that he added an additional mishmeret? So Rav Papa, actually, and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua, both of whom lived in Bavel, they would eat chadash on Urta Deshitzar Nige Shivsar. So they would eat the chadash on the evening time of the 16th of Nisan, meaning the night of the 17th. So they would not eat until the end of the day that was supposedly the 16th. And they were not makpid to wait an extra day to make sure that it really is the 16th. So even though they kept an extra day of Yontev, they did not keep an extra day of Yisr Chodesh. Why is that? Well, they held that Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz is only Drabbanan. So since it's only Drabbanan, we're not going to make a Gezerah for a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Drabbanan. And the Sveika lo Chashina, we don't have to worry about the Sveika de Yuma. See, even though in terms of the Isser de Raisa of Yontev, there we keep an extra day today because maybe today is really the 15th, not the 16th. But when it's no Gea de Rabbanan, we didn't have that Chumra. So there was no Sveika lo Chashina. Masha Enkein, in the Yeshiva of Ravashi, there the Rabbanan de Ravashi, they wait until the 17th in the morning. Why? Because they held that Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz is actually the Oraisa. So because of that, the Chiev of the Sveika de Yuma was Mechayev them to wait an extra day, because after all, it's a Suffolk de Oraisa, Suffolk de Oraisa Lechumra. But they paskined that you're allowed to eat the Chodesh from the morning, because they held that it was odd. Veloat Bechlal. So in other words, they were not going Aliba Rebbe Yehuda, and actually they were going only the way that both Rav and Shmuel and Rebbe Yochanan and Rish Lakish that understood that the Zman that it becomes Mutter is the morning, because it's Ad Veloat Bechlal. So they held that as far as the Isser, we'd have to wait as fake in the Yuma, but only till the morning of the 17th, not till the end of the day. Now, why weren't they chayshish for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They held that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only saying min rabbanan, not the way that Rabbi Nachman was trying to explain it here. And that when did Rabbi Yochanan made this takana to say that the 16th was usher? He only made it a takana if there's not a issue of chutz la'aretz. But to make it ad kedei kach, a takana that's going to affect the sfeika de yuma, that he didn't make it. So if you live in chutz la'aretz, you understand that really, me'ikar adin, it's supposed to be kosher in the morning, exactly the way that Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were explaining things, and they weren't going to be machmer on a gezeira derabbanan, even though the ikar din of achilas chadash is a diorais. As I said to you, this is a machlokas. But again, this Gemara understands that we've got sort of a binary question of if Yisra Chodesh is mutter or asr chutz laretz. The truth is that there's also the main shita that it is asr for sure, but it's asr drabbanan. There's very, very little grounds to rely on that it's not asr at all, which is the way that people were generally noyig until very recently. They totally ignored the Yisra Chodesh. And there's all kinds of explanations as to why that's true. Maybe because there was a suffix where the grain was from, and therefore they weren't machmer because of the sfeika derabbanan. But there's a lot of excuses for why it is that people would buy cereal in a local supermarket without waiting for the 16th of Nisan. But in any event, the point is that they did not hold that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, remember, sometimes we view the Takana Drabonin as being so essentially an application of what the din would have been if it were Diraisa that we duplicate it. In which case, we would say, you know, if we're going to answer the 16th, we have to answer it as if it were a Diraisa. And if it were a Diraisa, it would be a Sveika de Yuma. They held that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not go that far. And he was never mitaken that there should be a Sveika de Yuma on his takana derabbanan, which according to them meant that aliba Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midiraisa, if there is no Beis HaMikdash, you are allowed to eat at the beginning of the day. And then Ravina said, my mommy told me after my father was nifter, she said, listen here, boy, avuch lo aviyachil chadash, your daddy here in Bavel, he would not eat chadash until the end of the 17th. Allah bu'urta de shivsa nagit menaisar. He waited until the end of the 17th, the evening between the 17th and the 18th, because he held like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda held, like it says in the Mishnah, lo min haTorah u'asur. So he held it was usur, the midiraisa, till the end of the 17th. And he also held that Chodash in Chutz La'aretz is a Diraisa, and therefore he had to be Chayish L'Sveika. So he had the problem of the issue of Sveika de Yuma.
Rabbi meant that he was held it was usher to the end of the 16th, and then Sveika de Yuma to the 17th, right?
Obviously.
Rabbi said he held it was Diraisa till the 17th.
No.
I think Rabbi meant it's Diraisa on the 16th, and then Sveika de Yuma for the 17th.
I don't know why you make me crazy. He held Bidi Rice, it's usher until the 17th. And now, since today may be the 17th, and he holds
the 16th.
Since today may be the 16th and not the 17th, so we have to worry till the end of the 17th. Here.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, we are ready now for a well-rested Richie to give us his brilliant rendition of not bad for a sleepless night, Rich. Now, the question is, what is the relationship? Now, here we get into some really very complex and interesting issues. What's the relationship between the Hakravas HaOmer and the Hakravas Shtei HaLechem? Now, look. The way that people are used to thinking, we got two separate mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah of the Omer. The Omer is matir all chadash, all over, except that if you want to bring a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to have already brought the Shtei HaLechem, because the chitim are not mutter. Only the Seorim are mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why that is called the Yom HaBikurim, because that is the day that you're bringing for the first time, you are bringing your fresh, new wheat. That's what people generally think. There's no real connection of needing the Omer in order to bring the wheat. So in other words, if you didn't have an Omer that year, and you only were able to bring the Shtei HaLechem, maybe the Beis HaMikdash was built after the time of Hakrabas HaOmer. So then if you brought the Shtei HaLechem, you could bring the Shtei HaLechem, and that would be matir all of the wheat, because after all, there was no Isser Chodash. Even if there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no Isser Chodash after the 16th. That's the way you think of it. Furthermore, you also think of it that when the Torah says you need to bring the Shtei HaLechem in order to be able to utilize the new in the Beis HaMikdash, that just means in order to be able to utilize the new chitim to bring a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you think it means. It never occurs to you that it would also mean that you are not allowed to bring the Bikurim. Because since the Shivas HaMinim would have chita, so then you can't bring the chita. So now the question is, does that impact on the other minim? If you can't bring the chita, so therefore can't bring anything? How about if you want to bring a minchas nesachim? Now, if you bring a minchas nesachim, that would mean that you have a component which is chita, and that's the mincha part, and then you have a component which is new pri, and that is the grape part, the wine part, is there a problem of the wine from that year because there's a problem of the chita from that year? Can you actually have fresh wine but old chitin, and that way you'd manage? How exactly does this impact things that are not even brought on the Mizbeach to be burned? So let's think about all of those things, because a lot of those assumptions may not be true. It may well be that if you arrive at Shavuos and there was no Hakrabas HaOmer, maybe the Hakrabas HaOmer is an actual requirement for bringing the new chitim. Wow. Let's take a look at that possibility. HaOmer hayamatir b'medina v'shtei alechem b'migdash. Okay, so right now it seems very simple. You can only bring from new grain Omer from the new grain of the barley, and then that's matir everything outside in the Beit HaMikdash, and of course it's matir the barley in the Beit HaMikdash, and then you can only bring in the Beit HaMikdash, Shtei HaLechem, would be matir you to use the new chitim. So, what does this mean? It means that ein mevi'im minachot, you cannot bring a korban mincha, and in the Beit HaMikdash, which means bepashtas, the mincha of chitim. And apparently, what appears in Rashi is simply a mistake, because Rashi says you can't bring a mincha of a saita, which of course is barley, and should be mut. Fine. So, all right. The girsa doesn't appear all over. The Shita takes out the Girsa, and it looks like it's an error, because the only problem of the new is the new of same grain that Shtei HaLechem was brought of, and that is the Chitik. Okay, so you can't bring the normal Menachas, and you can't even bring Bikurim, because, not sure, is it because the new wheat is one of the Shivas HaMinim, and therefore you can't bring your Bikurim because you can't have the wheat with it, and the Bikurim is supposed to have all of the Shivas HaMinim? Or does it mean you can't bring anything of the Shivas HaMinim because it's all fresh? think about that as we continue. And you can't bring the mincha that comes together with your behema. What's that? That's the minchas nesachim. You can't bring that either. Now, it's also not clear. You can't bring that either because what? Because the component which is made out of wheat, that is to say the mincha, the minchas nesachim, because that you can't bring since it's not mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, or does it mean exactly what it says? That in the Beis HaMikdash, anything that is fresh can't be brought until you bring the Shtei Halacha. That might even mean what Rashi says is right. Anything which is fresh would mean even from fresh barley. The only thing you were allowed to bring was the Omer itself? Maybe. Let's go along as we continue and see how we can clarify this. And the truth is, if you brought anything before the Omer, then, of course, in this case, you can't bring, if it's before the Omer, you can't bring any grain, including, of course, the barley. Okay, but if you did, it wouldn't make any difference. If you did, it would be completely possible. But before the Shtei Halachim, you can't bring any of these things either from the Mincha Chadasha. The Torah calls the Shtei Halachim the Mincha Chadasha. And that means that the first thing that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be the Chadasha, takes place on Shavuos, and that is the Shtei Halachim. So that would mean, you're going to see later on, that the din is that indeed you don't bring before the Shtei Halachim, you don't bring even Bikurim or Nisachim. So because of that, it would all be Aser. And if you did, however, it would be okay, Bidi Avad. So we have a strange distinction here between bringing something of the new before the Omer, and there it's possible even Bidi Avad, and bringing something before the Shtei Halachim, which if you did, it would be kosher, Bidi Avad. So why is that true? So Rabbi Tarfon, he was the Gadol Hador, and he was quite old at this time, and he was sitting, and he was reading this Mishnah, and he was thinking, speaking to his shir, the kakasha, like, what's the basis of the difference between kodem la'omer and kodem l'shtei halacha? Shouldn't it be the same halacha? If you hold that the definition of the heter in the Torah of the chodesh is literally that it's not going to be kosher to eat, and therefore it's not kosher, so then it's bidi avad. Okay, so that's the din of the omer. Why isn't that true of the shtei halacha? If it's literally not kosher, why is it kosher bidi avad? Ma bin kodem la'omer, l'kodem l'shtei halacha. Omar lefanav Yehuda ben Nechemya. So, there was one of the Talmidim who wouldn't even have the chutzpah to address Rabbi Tarfon directly, but he said lefanav, in front of him, he said, maybe we could say that it's not the same, because look, im amarta kodem la omer, sheken lo huter mechlolo etzel hadyot. The omer actually makes it usher to everyone until the omer, and therefore it's not kosher. So how could you put it on the mizbeach? Masha enkein, after you've already brought the omer, and now it's just a question of bringing the shtei alechem, that's a mitzvah to bring the shtei alechem, but the food itself isn't not kosher. It's mutter for everybody else, right? So would you apply the same logic before, if you bring it before the Shtei Halachim after the Omer? We're over there, huter mechlolo etzel hadyot. It's completely kosher for regular people. And because of that, why should it be the same chumrah as before the Omer? Over here, it's kosher food, except the Torah said, don't bring it before the Shtei Halachim. So Rabbi Tarfon was quiet. Shatak Rabbi Tarfon. And he realized that apparently, that's the approach. Yehuda bar Nechemya, his little Talmud over here, had it right. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya was very happy. Wow, I made it big time. Now they're going to put my name up in the lights. I got the answer to that which Rabbi Tarfon himself didn't know. So Tzavu panav shel Yehuda bar Nechemya, and Rabbi Akiva was there, and he says, listen here, Mr. Yehuda, I see that your face lit up because you think you were one-upman on Rabbi Tarfon. You know? Tzavu panecha sheishavta tazaken. I would be shocked if you live for very long. Because Rabbi Akiva, essentially, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that someone who says something in front of his Rebbe in this fashion doesn't live out his year. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi says, well, that was 2 weeks before Pesach. Oto aperek prosa Pesach haya. And I went back, actually, I was Eila to the yeshiva, Kishaliti Latzeret. I came back for Shavuos. I asked, I haven't seen Yehuda bar Nechemia. Where is he? Yehuda bar Nechemia Echanu. And this is just by the next Shavuos. And they said, he's left the world. Niftar v'halachlo. He's actually retired and no longer here. Omer of Nachu bar Yitzchak, the way that Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemia explained it has some very important implications v'halacha. Because what he would be saying is that if you brought the Omer, and the Omer was matir for everyone, then the Omer was matir even b'diavad for the Beis HaMikdash. So now, what would the implications be, legabe, the other things that we were talking about? It would mean that the Nesachim that are going to be brought from Bikurim, that you brought before the Omer, the Sachim Bikurim Shikrivam Kodem La Omer. So if you brought any of those things before the Omer, and these grapes actually had been there and were ready to become usable before the Omer, it would be true that they would be kosher. Why? Because we never bring the Omer to be Matir Yayin, do we? We only bring the Omer to be Matir the Tvuah Chadasha. And therefore, Nesachim, they are, if the whole issue is that they're mutter for a regular person, so then that would mean that anything that is mutter for the regular person is certainly not going to be Aser B'diavad in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, even though it's true that you can't bring Menachas from the new Tvuah, and they would not be kosher b'diavad, but the Nesachim would be kosher, because you said that the only problem is it Aser for Hetyet? And therefore, this thing never became Aser for Hetyet. So it should certainly be kosher. Okay, so what does that imply? So what that implies is that we took for granted that when we said in the Mishnah that if you bring Bikurim, we said when we read the Mishnah, does it mean when it says the word Bikurim, does it mean any of the Bikurim? Or it just means the Bikurim of the Chadash, of the Se'irim, because it's before the Omer, and the Chitim? Is that what it's referring to? So it seems very clear over here that there's no Iser before the Omer on anything other than Se'irim and Chitim. So therefore, it must be that there would be nothing that would passel the bringing of the Bikurim from new things like wine and so on before the Omer. Because the whole point was, according to the way, and Rabbi Tarfon accepted what Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak said, right? He was Shasak. And Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak said that what is the defining factor? Is something Usher Lehetyet or not, right? Now, nobody holds that it's Usher for you to drink new wine because the Omer hasn't been brought. So clearly, when the Mishnah was talking about don't bring Bikurim, it meant don't bring the Bikurim that are usher to the Hetyet. And if you do, it won't be kosher. But that can't be referring to wine, because we never heard that you can't use fresh grape juice on the Leil HaSeder before the Hakrovas HaOmer, right? There's no problem of grape juice. So therefore, it's clear that according to Yehuda bar Nechemia, Nesachim, that means if you bring the wine element of the Nesachim from Bikurim, meaning from fresh wine, and you brought them before the Omer, they would be kosher because they were never usher. Huh? Well, I should hope so. I don't understand what we're talking about over here. What do you mean? If they're never usher, why do I have to bring a raya that they're mutter? What do you mean? Pshita. I mean, what are you saying? There's some chiddush in this? If it wasn't usher, Oh, yes, there is indeed. Because, let me tell you, Mao de Tema, Hasa Muduhutur Michlolo Etzel Hediot. What was the logic? What was the logic of Rav Yehuda Bar Nechemya? You're telling me that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is telling me something any idiot knows, but it's not something any idiot knows. Let's examine what it was that Yehuda Bar Nechemya had originally said. He said that since it's something that was Huter Michlolo Etzel Hediot, right? He said, well, there's a big difference. Remember his words. Huter Michlolo Etzel Hediot or Lo Huter Michlolo Etzel Hediot. Now, what does that imply, gentlemen? Think about that. It means that there was something that was usher that then became Mutter. That's what Huter Michlolo means. Which means that the Omer had an actual effect on this thing. If this thing was never usher, did the Omer have an effect on it? No. Had no effect whatsoever. So then maybe, what an amazing possibility, maybe the truth is that the Yom HaBikurim, which is matir all of these new things to the Beis HaMikdash, and you'll say, yeah, but I mean, it has nothing to do with wine. Wine was never usher. Now, wait a minute. Wine would be usher if, in fact, there was no Omer brought. Oh, not to me and you. But the only heter that we know in the Beis HaMikdash is when you bring an Omer. What does that imply? That implies that when you are matir with the Shtei Alechem, you're going to be matir the Shtei Alechem because first there was an Omer that was matir. So in addition to the heter of the Omer, if you bring the Shtei Alechem, it becomes mutter for the Beis HaMikdash. But what about something that the Omer is not matir? Namely, wine. Do I need the Omer to be matir wine? No. So then maybe Ein Achinami, in that case, it would be actually usher. Because there was no Omer plus a Shtei Alechem, there was only the Shtei Alechem. And therefore, if the same way that the Omer would mean B'diavad, it's usher if I don't bring the Omer, if I'm trying to bring grain, because it was usher to everybody. So if it was never usher to everybody, and there never was an Omer, then the Shtei Alechem now becomes the first and only thing that's matir. And you said the only reason that it's different from the Omer is because the Omer was already brought and was matir. But in this case, the Omer wasn't brought to be matir the Yayin, and therefore, in order to have the new Yayin, you would need the Shtei Alechem, it would be usher b'diavad. That's the Chiddush. Is to understand that if something was never usher, it's just as good as if the Omer was matir. That's really what it was that you're claiming that what he said meant. So therefore, it was actually a very important chiddush. So let's take a look at it inside again. I might have thought that in that case we said, if it was usher and then it was huter michlolo, that's the case of a mincha, where now I can eat it if I'm not trying to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There he says that it would be kosher. But in a case where it was never usher, like the nesach, it was never usher to me and you, avalacha lo huter michlolo, so there wasn't an issur that I needed the omer for, Yehuda ben Nechemya would have agreed that this is the first thing that you're bringing the Shtei Alechem for. Well, then it's not going to be kosher even b'diavad. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak is coming to say, no, of course he would have been matir. He didn't mean that it had to be usher and then the Omer came along and was matir. Kosher came if it was never usher in the first place. So if it was never usher in the first place, then for sure it is not going to be usher b'diavad without the Shtei Alechem. That is the Chiddush, in which case it's completely changing the way we understand the relationship of the Omer to the Shtei Alechem. And since it says over here that Aliba, there's like a big Chiddush, right? Since Yehuda Bar Nechemya said that, so according to him, that would be the din. But what about if you don't buy in to what he said? It's mashma that Rabbi Tarfon wouldn't have agreed with. Because we're just explaining it only Aliba Yehuda Bar Nechemya. That is the reason that the Mefarshei, our Rambam, explain that actually the Rambam paskins, but it seems to be against the Gemara. Because since it says beferish that this is only true according to Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, why say it that way if we accepted it? So apparently this element was not acceptable according to Rabbi Tarfa. And Rabbi Tarfa would have held that if you bring Nisafim and you weren't Makrav the Omer, would be Usser. Wow. So because of that, the Rambam, apparently understanding the Gemara in that way, paskins that Ein Mevim and Achot and Nisachim lo min Atevo v'lo min Achodash kodem la'omer rein tzorech lomar from real Yisr or l'klai akeram, because it's a mitzvah baba vera. Ve'im hevi lo nitkatshu liot ruin l'korban. You cannot bring your carbon from it even b'diavad here. So where would he get that from? In our Gemara, we seem to be making fun of the Rebbe. Pshita, what's the... It's not pshita at all. And be'etzem, it turns out that according to the Rambam, you need to have an Omer to be matir together with the Shtei Alechem. And in order for you to be able to bring the Milcha Chadasha, you need two korbanas. You need the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. That means that the reason that you can't bring it before the Omer is not because you aren't allowed to eat it. It's because there's an Isser on this grain itself. And then in the Beis HaMikdash because of the Omer. That's what comes out from the whole weight of the sugya. Do you see that you used to think, until you saw all of this analysis, you used to think that there were two separate issues. There was an Isser of Chodesh on me and you, and that was addressed by the Omer. And then there was an Isser of Chodesh of the Yom HaBikurim, Mincha Chadasha, that was only a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it seemed, very simple. Now it turns out, no, not at all. There's a profound interrelationship between the initial Isser on everyone, which directly affected the Beis HaMikdash, and which needs to be removed in order for the Shtei Alechem to be able to be matir, what it is that it's going to be matir for the Beis HaMikdash. That's a tremendous finish. And in any event, we are about to...
And then Rebbe is saying that that would answer Rashi? That's what Rebbe meant?
No. Not necessarily, no. No. Because this is not referring to... It's referring to the I mean, it might certainly be Nogea, but not necessarily, because we don't know that there's an Isser on new barley. We know the Yom HaBikurim, right, but it might mean only those meaning that were Asr. One thing is for sure, that certainly before the Shtei Alechem, the Gemara is taking for granted that we would not be able to bring anything that was new, that the Gemara seems to be taking for granted here, but we're going to see more. We're going to be getting into now a deeper analysis of the interrelationship between the Omer and the Shtei Alechem by positing cases where you didn't have an Omer and you only had the Shtei Alechem. What would happen then? How would that be? That it didn't grow yet. Notice you had things that weren't mutter by the 16th and they grew later. Now, what would be the din when the Shtei Alechem came around? So we've got that question. Now we also have the question, what if it would occur in the opposite direction? What if first you would bring the Shtei Alechem and then you would bring the Omer? How would that be? Exactly what we just said. The new grain hadn't grown yet by the Omer. It grew between Pesach and Shavuos. Now you brought the Shtei Alechem. Then next year on the 16th, when you bring the Omer, is that Omer matir? Because it already was, the Shtei Alechem was already matir. If there would have been an Omer, so bring the Omer later, and now you have both. All of these questions, we will wait until Mitzvah Shabbos to raise. They're quite complex. But anyway, we've got some very interesting new ways of saying things here. Whew, quite amazing.